I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. I don't know if you knew this, but for a period of time, a lot of the babies adopted by Americans were born in Guatemala. In fact, from the late 1990s through 2008, millions of unregulated dollars flowed into a desperately poor country, and that raised a lot of red flags. The Guatemalan government stopped adoptions by Americans in 2008. Reporter Laurie Stern adopted a boy from Guatemala before then, and she tells us that a new industry is popping up to unite adopted kids with their birth parents.
I love her. It feels right.
This is my 16-year-old son, Diego, and he's talking about his birth mother, Isabel. We see her in Guatemala every few years. We don't speak a common language. She speaks Tzotzil. We're lucky an English speaker lives in the village and helps us interpret. I recorded this on my phone last winter.
She's asking, are you working or are you going to school?
I go to school, but I'm not working yet.
When we get together, Isabel never takes her eyes off Diego. This last visit, she brought along Diego's 15-year-old birth sister. In the village, a lot of girls get married when they're 15.
What do you think if your sister also ever gets married? What are you going to say? If she
must do? Good luck.
Buena suerte.
And I think she's very grateful for my adoptive parents for taking good care of me, you know, and helping raise me. And I think she also feels kind of sad because she knows that we may be together for a couple hours and then not see each other for a couple years.
Most adopted Guatemalans never have the chance to meet their birth mothers. For adoptive families that want to make the connection years later, there are people in Guatemala who will help for a fee. They're called searchers. Nancy Hoffman used to do searches. She's a travel agent and adoptive mom from Boston who has lived in Guatemala almost 20 years.
A search is a very delicate process. You are going into, in many cases, a remote region. In many cases, the community is a closed community and they don't know about the relinquishment, or the birth mother is in a different relationship.
Birth mothers may have secrets to protect. People who arranged adoptions may have skirted the law, and they don't want to be caught now.
It's very delicate, and in some ways it can be very dangerous for the searcher.
So Nancy left the searching business. Searching had been costing clients hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars, and Nancy couldn't be sure she was getting the truth. So now when Nancy's clients want to search, she puts them in touch with one of the few searchers she trusts, this woman, who has to be called Lolita.
Primeramente es decirle a la madre biológica.
Lolita says she loves her work because she gets to do two important things. First of all, she tells birth mothers their children are okay. She shows them photos and in some cases suggests a meeting. The second thing is that she gets to remind children where they came from, to tell them about their origins and the lives they could have had.
El lugar donde pudo haber hecho su vida.
A lot of first-time reunions take place at restaurants. Pollo Campero, like Guatemala's KFC, it's a favorite. Searchers say it's a comfortable place for birth mothers and adoptive families, and eating gives everyone something to do. A searcher we'll call Maria is ordering food at the Pollo Campero in Antigua. This meeting has already been tricky. 15-year-old Marta Howard is not sure she wants to be here. She lives in Maine now, adopted by a family there when she was 8. When she was 6, her birth mother placed her with a foster family.
Is it hard to look at her?
Yeah. I haven't seen her, I think, 8.5 years, so it's really hard.
Marta's birth mother sits at the head of the table, Marta at the other end. The searcher says Marta should get up and say hello, but Marta doesn't want to. Her parents beg the birth mother to make the first move. They say Marta feels rejected and confused. She's just a kid. They say she deserves an apology, or at least a kind word. The birth mother says she has nothing to apologize for. She had no money and many health problems, and it's clear to her that Marta is doing just fine. But Marta won't budge either.
I don't want to go over there. She can't make me do.
No.
Okay, okay. I don't want to go over there, and that's fine. You said I can choose if I want to talk to you. Then why are you forcing me?
I'm not.
Somehow, everyone manages to finish their fried chicken. After lunch, Marta even agrees to pose for pictures, as long as she doesn't have to stand next to her birth mother. The Howards give the birth mom a few hundred quetzales and walk her out. They say someday Marta will be glad she got to see her birth mom again. This was tough and unusual. 13-year-old Anna Kokenauer's experience was more typical.
I was just, like, really thrilled to meet them.
Anna was adopted when she was a baby. Her parents used a searcher to find her biological family a few years ago when she was 9. They agreed that last winter was the right time for her to meet them.
My siblings look a lot like me because I get these little curls on my head.
Anna noticed big differences, too.
It was sad because at the restaurant where we went to for lunch, she couldn't read, so we had to help her.
Now Anna's parents are trying to figure out how to help the birth family over the long haul. That's common, too. Once the emotional connection is made, a financial arrangement often follows. For a fee, searchers will deliver Christmas baskets or make monthly visits or help send a sibling to school. It's not like there's a right way to do this. Lots of families are trying to figure it out, especially now that the adoption boom kids are becoming teenagers.
In the end, I'm gonna call myself Guatemalan. It's kind of helped me create a niche for where I'm at and how I define myself.
We met our son's birth mother, Isabel, back when we adopted him. So we never used a searcher, but we understand why people would want to.
You know, if I didn't meet her, you know, I wouldn't have a connection. I mean, I could say, I'm originally from Guatemala, but I wouldn't know what I was talking about, and I do now.
For The World, I'm Laurie Stern.
American families adopt kids from all over the world, and at PRI.org we've posted an interactive map showing where the children come from, and while you're there you can watch a video of Diego meeting his birth mother for the first time. Again, that's at PRI.org.